With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. It was an alright episode. What do you think?
I find episodes like this so ironic, where it's like the same type of stuff happens over here, and it's like, well, finally somebody's gonna do something about it. Like, Jack sucks, so like finally they're like, F you, like we're not gonna go to your party, you weren't invited us.
Oh, it was like exhausting, but I liked it. Before we get into the podcast, we are on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. We always promote the Challenge podcast because we listen to that and we watch the Challenge. Like, it's our job. So go check out the whole podcast network because there are some great ones out there. Speaking of, Meredith, we got a review this week.
Whoop, whoop. So excited. And I love it. Kind of brings
five stars.
I know. We, like, Alicia and I get an email weekly just to see where things are at with our, or I guess I get it weekly. I limited it. But Alicia, let me know we have a review. It's kind of fun on Mondays when I see that. It burns my week.
I know. I'm assuming they're from the Challenge podcast because it says Challenge Fan 23. So,
yes,
definitely you are.
Some blending. They promote us, and we're so thankful to them. So, we love the Challenge, and we'll take our viewers from the Challenge and Vanderpump. Maybe we'll get more of a crossover on the Challenge.
We're already kind of there since Kayla was on an episode of Vanderpump for like 5 minutes, and Tom are now friends with Johnny Bananas. So
very true. I would pay good money to see Jax get crushed on the Challenge, though.
Oh my God, I would fucking love it. Are you kidding? but Challenge Fan writes us, titled "Love It." I absolutely love this podcast. I feel like I'm talking to my friends about VPR. If you can get past the sound quality being a bit rough, this is a great podcast to add to your list. We know it's rougher in quarantine somehow.
Yes. Well, you know, this is what I vow. After this season, during the off time, I'll take some time to do my research and, you know, take the summer.
Meredith's our tech person, so.
Yeah, I'll talk to my brother, which is what that means.
Perfect. they have fun banter and gossip about the cast, but don't take the show too seriously. It's also fun to hear their personal stories. Keep it up, ladies. Oh, my God. Thank you, Challenge Fan 23. Thanks for helping us out. I hope you just took pity on us.
Yeah, we appreciate all ratings, reviews, subscriptions, or whatever. Rate, review, subscribe. it all helps us, and we're just here to hang out and talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and join our Facebook group. Same title as the podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, you know what the Facebook group is called. We have one new member.
Woo!
Huzzah! But for some reason, no one wanted to talk about the post that I posted yesterday because I am Team Justice for Sheena.
Oh, man. You are insane. Maybe I need to start posting. Maybe they're just terrified of you.
They're scared of Justice for Sheena. I feel very strongly about this, and I'll tell you why, Meredith.
I can't wait.
So, first, are you mixing it up? Because I'm not.
I'm not. I've been really trying hard not to drink during the week because I don't want to gain the quarantine 15.
Oh, good. Okay. So we are sober today. But that's okay because I have some fun Vanderpump news.
Oh, my God.
Relating to Sheena. So I always promote him. His name's Danny Pellegrino. He is a Bravo celebrity, if you will. He knows a lot of the stars of Bravo. He sometimes is the bartender on Watch What Happens Live. He helped write Ariana and Tom's cocktail book, so he's, like, really involved. But he was talking to Sheena on his podcast and YouTube channel. I think it came out Monday or yesterday, mm-hmm. one of them. But I listened yesterday, and he opened up talking about, you know, this Bravo editor and, like, the news that came out with Sheena. And I was like, well, now I got to look up what that is. And basically this Bravo editor came out and said that her favorite game to play is to try to embarrass Sheena while she's editing the footage.
Shut up.
Yeah.
That makes so much more sense. Because I always wonder, like, oh, is that the only interesting thing she has? Because sometimes it's like, well, you're on the cast, so we need you to be relevant. We need you in the episode. So if that's all you're giving to us, I'm sorry, that's what we got. But they do her dirty sometimes.
I know. And, like we both love Sheena, right? We make fun of her, but it's just kind of the show. But we love Sheena.
She's just an easy target, and it's because they've already given us a target. So it's kind of the show's fault. Still there, like, everybody else picks on her. But she's, like, a fun to pick on, whereas, like, Jax is like, oh, you're just annoying.
Well, side note, this editor also said that she did not want to edit the Jax and Brittany stuff, which, like, I get, girl. I got it.
Oh, man, my spirit animal makes fun of Sheena and hates Jax and Brittany.
So before I go into, like, the highlights of the podcast that Danny gave, I wanted to put a disclaimer out there for anyone listening, and I'm sure you'll agree. I watch Vanderpump Rules almost like a teen drama kind of thing where I, like, what I see is kind of what I get, and, like, I have my favorites, and I'll be really sad if they mess up. But for the most part, I don't usually, like, pick one person. I'm like, whatever they do is correct, and I'm not, like, super involved in their lives. You know, it's, like, relative with whatever's on their Instagrams I, like, look at, you know. But
yeah, you take it for what it is, and just,
like,
it's an hour of your life.
I'm not a Danny Pellegrino. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Also, I don't know anything about TV and editing and stuff like that. So hearing this from Sheena, I was like, oh, my God, I feel so bad for Sheena because I've totally done her dirty this season. But so, first of all, Sheena is quarantined with her new boyfriend named Brock.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen. Yeah, he's cute.
I heard they're best friends.
Stop doing Sheena dirty, Jess. But Brock is probably going to film more in upcoming seasons, but he'll be probably more like a Randall type where he comes in occasionally. Not because
he'll go,
he doesn't want to.
He'll go to the group activities and is willing to be filmed, but not going to be a storyline.
Yeah, it's more because he has a business in San Diego, I think, so he's not around a ton. But Sheena said, you know, if he is around more, he's down to film, she's down to have him film. It just depends on the job.
Yeah.
So really quick, here are just, like, some fun facts. Sheena met Trashy Sheena from Vegas, and they're really good friends, actually.
That doesn't shock me.
Even,
trust me
even
that they met.
Even with the Max thing, like, Sheena Shea didn't care, and we'll get into that some more. But she said genuinely, like, she really didn't care. So Danny, who's, again, a Bravo celebrity, watching this, he said he told Sheena he thought that the love triangles with, like, Brett, Dana, Max, and Brett, and Sheena, all the combinations, he thought they were fake. And Sheena said that they were just, like, edited horribly, right?
I wrote that in my notes with the Brett and Dana date this episode. I was like, this relationship now seems like very forced. Like, it seems so weird, and it made me think of, like, The Hills with, like, Lauren and Brody, like, how they really, like, force you into, like, wanting something, and I was like, I don't like this anymore.
Yeah. So Dana has actually openly talked about this with the cast. that she's a fan of the show, specifically a fan of Stassi's. So she came on the show trying to get a storyline.
Interesting. Hey, all power to her. She's playing the game.
Yeah, so no one really believed that she was dating Max, honestly. And Dana actually admitted that she was just kind of, like, obsessed with him. Now, again, my source is Sheena on this one. But, you know what? I love my girl Justice for Sheena. I'm in it. So, I don't know how real and Dana were.
Even the Max and I thought the Max and Dana part was real, and then the Brett part was fake. And whenever I was watching it this episode, but interesting that the whole thing.
I think that Dana and Max, like, ultimately maybe, or, like, Max eventually gained feelings. But Dana went in like, I need a dude to get a storyline.
Mm.
So it like kind of was fake. And she was kind of
like
obsessed with Max. So she's like, this is a dude.
Well, yeah, because he's like the perfect person. Like the other new guy, like he's a manager. Like that'll give you some storyline.
Yeah.
I like it. Go her.
So Sheena admitted that she didn't originally like Dana or any of the new people. Because she felt that her job at Vanderpump or on Vanderpump Rules was being threatened, not because of boys.
Because
she was talking about, you know, like their contract, and some they get paid per episode they're in. So if they don't have a storyline, they get cut from the episode and they don't get like paid as much. So
yeah.
She's like, oh my God, all these new people are getting so much time. My job, this is my job, my living kind of thing.
Yeah, that makes sense. Once she sees that, like, a love triangle is happening, like, that's big money for Bravo. So it's, like, she probably even gets more mad because it's, like, not only does she maybe think, like, she's going to lose out on airtime, but then, like, you know you're going to, like, lose out on airtime for sure with a love triangle.
Yeah. So then Sheena did say that the finale is going to reveal some cast members are – really annoyed because they're not the star of the show anymore. I think that's Jack. I wouldn't drop names. Danny asked. But the OGs are super sad that new people are here. She mentioned a bunch of people. I caught Peter. That's why Peter hasn't been getting as much airtime. He's just been getting cut. Katie, I'm assuming, is one because she really hasn't had a storyline. I'm going to assume that's why Kristen's so dramatic because she's just trying to get on there some more.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, right? So then Danny said something that I loved. He's like, let's break the fourth wall. Let's talk to the producers type of thing. Which I was like, yeah, they did this on Teen Mom on MTV. I fucking love it.
I loved it, yeah.
Because Sheena was saying, she's like, when she says something along the lines of like, I don't like Dana to the producers, or here's a better example. So, at Lisa's house. Remember that whole scene when Lisa's like, I think you're jealous of Dana? And Sheena's like, no, I'm not jealous. And it was like that whole, the editors did her really dirty. Sheena actually said that she was jealous, but it had nothing to do with, like, Dana and Max. It had to do with that Dana's getting more airtime than her. But the producers just edited it weird.
They have to edit out production conversations, so then it's like, she probably was crying because she's, like, she's upset that she's, like, couldn't lose out on, like, money. She's, like, worked very hard and been on this show for so long. So it's, like, yeah, of course I'm jealous because, like, I'm worried about this. But then, it, like, she's already tearing up. So then it's, like, when she says, but I'm not jealous about Max and Dina, it's, like, she has tears in her eye and you don't get the context.
So here's the fourth wall stuff that this is why we need producers to talk more on the show. So, in the past episode, we saw Nikolai, Stassi's brother, and Sheena, like, flirting with Nikolai, right?
Yeah.
Well, Sheena watched this, and she was so upset because, and even Stassi came out and came to Sheena's defense and was like, Sheena wasn't flirting with my brother. So, what happened was, so Sheena's mom and Stassi's mom are best friends, I guess. So, Sheena knows Nikolai really well. So she even described Nikolai as, like, her little brother. So she was just talking to him, and then the interview she had where it was like, how young would you date? And Sheena was like, oh, probably like 21. That was because the
totally
producers asked her, they asked her about a college dude that she, like, dated for a few weeks who was 21.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with Nikolai, which, again,
yeah,
Danny, my dude, was like, so pissed.
You can always notice when they, like, kind of chop some interviews together because somebody's, like, outfit will change. Like, even though they're, like, in theory talking about the same subject, and it's like, oh, that's interesting. You, like, got these sound bites later on. But that kind of sucks. I feel like Bravo's been doing better about breaking the fourth wall, like, with a lot of the Real Housewives.
Okay.
Like, by having the interview process kind of, like, you see more of the sets and stuff like that, because a lot of it is, like, really a dialogue between the producer and the person. Like, when news, like, dropped, it's like, oh, my God, this is the person. Like, what are you talking about? Like, what are you looking at? And they, like, have to have that dialogue back and forth, so they kind of cut back. But I don't think they'll ever get that way with Vanderpump Rules. They, like, have to edit it so bad, I feel like. Because
I know.
You can't have high school drama when you're 40, like, as intense. Like, their lives are getting a little too not, or, like, I don't want to say boring, but normal. So they have to do these type of things to Sheena.
I know. And Sheena said she's trying to, like, put storylines out there. And she thought her fertility storyline would have been more of, like, people can relate, maybe, that have been watching the show and maybe are in their 30s and single, and, like, it could be a really compelling storyline. And then she goes, and then they edit it, like, to make me look crazy. And I was God, that's so sad. I'm so sorry I made fun of it. And she said at Dana's birthday party, when she was supposedly upset about Dana and Brett or whatever, she was on a date with a dude. Like, she brought a date to Dana's party, but they cut it out.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. I thought she was just hormonal, which I, like, gave it to her, so. Like, I didn't think she was too crazy.
She admitted she was, like, also hormonal at the time, but, like.
Yeah. All the context is getting cut out. They're, like, that's why they're doing her dirty, is, like, it's not even, like, they're just. I thought you were going to say because of all the flashbacks they're showing. Like, they're really just, like, calling her out a lot of the time, but that's kind of how she's always been. She's been the one that, like, they've always just, I don't know, like, hung her out to dry a little bit in this show.
So then this is where I really was like, aw, Sheena. We all know after her divorce with Che, she kind of jumped straight into the thing with Rob, which she said, like, probably wasn't very healthy. And the reason Rob wouldn't really, like, open up with Sheena is because he also thought that she hadn't had time to process the divorce properly, but she was kind of in denial about that. So that's why he was kind of cold to her. Like, that's what we saw, but, like, there was a genuine reason. And she went into this super, like, once she saw that edit of her on Vanderpump Rules, she went into, like, a huge depression and then moved to Vegas. She felt better. She, like, started to, you know.
Got her groove back.
Yeah, she came back season 7, making out with guys, training for Adam, and she said she felt really good about herself, and then watching season 8 has just, like, kind of crushed her again. But luckily, her boyfriend, Brock, has, like, really been there for her. And her mom is, like, super anti-Vanderpump Rules right now.
Well, it's weird because
so dirty.
I feel like they never talk about, like, people don't really talk about how things really were. Like, Jax complains about it, but he's like, it's only, like, you're only seeing, like, 60 minutes of our, like, real life, or, like, it's not even 60 minutes, like, 45 minutes of our real life when these things obviously happen for so long over months and months, but people don't really talk about specifics, so it's kind of interesting to hear how you shoot one thing, you don't really know how it's going to be edited, because obviously I'm sure they start editing, like, once they get a real story arc to latch onto, and then
I know
you watch it back, and it's a different version than what you lived, so it must be very hard to, like, actually be on a reality TV show. Like, everybody thinks it's just, I'm sure it's very easy at, like, process whenever you are filming, but to, like, watch your life back, I think would be so hard.
Yeah. So then, you know how we always say, like, what are some of these OGs still doing working at Sir?
That's
the
why.
Only one that really, like, none of them work there.
No,
they
well, because,
just show,
no,
that's
but
just
like,
how they get time.
It's their storyline, yeah, which, geez, it makes so much more sense. It's kind of sad that that's what,
I know.
Like, our entertainment has to be, but.
Oh, I know. So she did say that there are some people who get their true edit because they're producers' favorites. And she did say, like, Stassi's edit is almost 100% true because.
Yeah.
She's a favorite of the producers, but, like, the rest of us who aren't, we just kind of get, like, pushed to the backside, and we don't get, like, a really great edit, you know? To which I love Stassi, but I was like, my poor Sheena now.
No, I think it's more that, like, Stassi's, like, real life, I think, just translates better to TV, I'm sure. Like, Stassi gives them the sound bites without having to, like, chop them up to make it more interesting. Like, Stassi, whatever she says is, like, funny already or, like, attention-grabbing. Like, she just is honest. That's why she even has, like, her own podcast and, like, now a live show. Like, she just knows how
to. She has her own. She now has her own YouTube channel, her own podcast. She had a show in Vegas we never saw.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And then she was also saying that, like, because Danny's very pissed that, like, the show hasn't promoted the cocktail book as much. Because I guess there was a lot behind the scenes. Because we saw it kind of be made, but then we just kind of saw it come out then. And Danny was saying that there was a lot of behind the scenes stuff that they filmed that they just, like, never used. And so Ariana was kind of like, why does my story have to just be, like, my depression? Like, there was other stuff I was doing in my career that no one. And Sheena basically said that, you know, the beginning of Bravo was a bunch of people trying to make it. So they don't want all those people to have made it, even though they kind of have.
Yeah, that's
Which
true.
She's like, if that's the edit, I'm going to get fine. But I want people to know that that's, like, not my full edit.
Yeah, like, I am working my ass off behind the scenes, too, even though they don't show those parts. And, like, they more show the, like, final version of things. Like, they don't show the process. Like, they didn't show us, you know, like, recording the video. They just showed us the bits and pieces that they thought were most entertaining. And they didn't show us the creation of the book. But they pop up that book, you know, like, tonight in this week's episode, you know. So we get a little bit because you have to know what's going on. They can't just be ignoring it because it's obviously, like, we know what's going on in real life. But yeah, that's so true. Man, I'm getting sad now, Alicia.
Well, I'm going to promote my girl Sheena one more time because she said that the edits on Bravo are making her lose brand deals and advertisers on her podcast because no one wants to work with this crazy bitch. So, you know what? We all support Sheena. I followed her on Instagram. I'm going to like every single one of her fucking photos. Now I fucking love her. And then
man.
She gave us the tea on
Jack. That makes me wonder about Raquel.
My poor girl, Raquel.
Like, I feel really gets the dumb at it. And she, like, she went to college, so there's no way she's that dumb. But, like,
I know.
They kind of do her dirty in a totally different way.
It's awesome. But she gave us a little bit on Jack. So was like, if you look at the patterns, Jack always has, like, this really big breakdown and the season finale and then the reunion for some reason. she said everyone wants him to get help because he's claiming to have mental issues, but he won't go get help. So everyone is kind of like, well, if you're not going to get help, we're like pushing you to go do it. Like,
yeah,
if you're aware you have mental issues, like, then you kind of clearly don't. So they're all kind of like iffy about it. Cause Kristen and Ariana, she said actively go to therapy at least 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And then Jax is saying, like, all these horrible things about the gays. Danny had to point out that, you know, he said some horrible things towards the LGBTQ+, and Ariana's depression, and he's not going to get help. So, like, she even said she has a soft spot, but she can't let Jax, you know, completely off the hook on that one. But I guess ask again at the reunion what Jax is doing to change. And Sheena basically says that we'll hear his answer on that. And I guess Tom Sandoval was genuinely trying to help because so the way everything's on Bravo, like we saw Jax didn't look great about like the gay pastor thing, for example.
Yeah.
You know, it looked really bad in his favor. And I guess Tom genuinely like pulled him aside and was like, dude, you don't want this to come out like when we're filming. And you don't want it to get, like, a bad edit. So, like, let's talk about it. And Jax freaked out instead of having a conversation about it. So even Sheena was like, Tom Sandoval is kind of in the right. Like, he's constantly trying to be a good friend. But Jax keeps losing it. So, obviously, like, fuck that, you know? Get your bad edit. I hope everyone comes for you kind of thing.
Oh, I feel like in the past few years, they haven't asked the questions like wanted them to, or like Andy hasn't asked the questions like needed to be asked at a reunion to like get closure on the season. And this season, I really need a lot of questions. Like, I need to know, like, I need Andy to ask about that pastor and like get a real straight answer about like how it was actually handled. Like, you can't yell at Tom Sandoval for like questioning your decisions when you did make shitty decisions. Like, there's so many things where it's like, you guys suck, but then also like, I want, like, him to ask, like, Katie, like, do you now, like, feel bad maybe about, like, going so hard for, like, James because it's, like, he was struggling with a drinking problem. Like, things like this where it's, like, can't you have more compassion for, like, the people around you?
Yeah. And I guess, you know, Sheena said that Jax is his own worst enemy and we'll see it. Which, like, we all
I love
it. But
I love Jax is his own worst enemy.
That I got. I was so pumped about this. I was like, my girl Sheena, so you know what? Sheena's going to get a bad edit, but I'll never block her again because my girl Sheena's being done dirty.
Do we know if the reunion will be right after the season finale? Because that's how the Summer House one was last week.
Maybe they filmed it, so I'm assuming Bravo is editing right now. Horribly,
yeah, that's
probably
true. And I wonder, like, obviously Bravo, they're not going to do a 3-part reunion this year because it's like, who wants to be on Zoom for that long?
Exhausting.
Which is disappointing.
I know. Well, yeah, that's my Sheena news, everyone. Woo-woo!
Woo! That was good. Also, weird thing about reunions, these reunions on Zoom have been pretty great. Like, the Summer House one was great because everybody can't scream at the same time or, like, you know, video chat sucks like that where you can't understand who's speaking then and it's just, like, all, like, mumbled conversation. So, like, I hope that this Vanderpump reunion is going to be productive and everybody isn't going to scream like last time since they're all doing it on Zoom.
Well, here's hoping because I don't even know what happened in the last reunion to this day. Honestly.
I'm yelling.
Everyone just
all
kept
I remember
yelling.
Is James making fun of Britney's Kentucky family, her hillbillies.
The hillbillies. He called them all hillbillies.
I love it.
Speaking of James, should we go into this episode?
Yeah, I am excited because I think this is like the dumbest topic we've ever had in an episode, but it made me laugh so hard. Like this entire pool party drama.
Hilarious. So, previously on Vanderpump Rules, we had the Servers Tom softball game where Sir won. James got his DJ job back at Vanderpump, Sir. Max told Dana they saw feelings for her. Jack rage texted literally everyone, and Tom decided to get back at him. He's going to throw a pool party on the same day as Jax's, and Jax basically lost his fucking mind.
I love the level of pettiness, but sometimes it's got to be the, like, you know, people are always like, just take the high road. Sometimes you got to take the low road. You just have
Fuck that. If you're on a TV show, you better be taking the low road.
Yeah, but we start off at Sir, and I love that the boys have to pay up. They gotta do their duty and clean the bathroom.
Oh, my God. This was so fucking stupid. They show up in matching shirts. To clean the bathroom, and they are so fucking disgusting, and that bathroom doesn't even look that gross, but they're making it so gross.
I know. I really hope this is all fake because it took me a lot to not gag. I had to tell myself that, like, well, obviously Lisa shows up and asks what's going on and says they could be doing, but, like using their time a little bit more wisely by shaving her legs, and I was like, oh, man, that would just be weird. But Schwartz doesn't think so.
Yeah, Schwartz started to fantasize about it.
He is willing to take that offer. He will do it however often she needs. He'll be there.
It was beautiful. And then Sandoval put the toothbrush in his mouth, which that had to be an extra toothbrush.
That's what I'm saying.
My fucking God.
It had to be because it took everything in me not to gag. I have such a weird thing with brushing teeth. So then to start thinking that, like, a toothbrush that was used to clean, I can't. I'm going to get going again. It was fake.
Okay. Well, James is DJing, and Raquel is so excited, and I love their relationship.
Wow, girlfriend.
Oh, my God.
I love that she said, I love that she was like, my tables always ask me when you're DJing next, and I can tell them tonight. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
If we ever go to Sir, because if Corona never lets us travel again, but if we ever get to go, I'm going to request to be in Raquel's area.
Because she actually does work there.
Yeah, I would do nothing but shower her with compliments and love her.
Me too. I'm there for it.
So then Brittany sees the Toms and she goes, hey, pooper scoopers.
Oh, man. Susan breaks the bad news to Brittany and says that they're having a party on the same day, same time. And Brittany thinks that's messed up.
Kind of would be if Jax didn't uninvite everyone.
I agree, but did you also catch, she was like, that's really messed up because they never throw parties. Never throw parties. And Sandoval goes, I mean, we threw one last night.
But wasn't Jax invited to the dinner party, but he, like, refused to go?
Oh, I forget. I don't know, but I hope not. I hope he wasn't invited.
I hope he was uninvited.
This whole episode, I'm like, I feel bad. I do feel bad for Brittany a little bit because it's like she is getting caught up in this, like she's in the crossfire, but that's your man and you're
don't marry really, Jack.
She's really sticking by him too. It's not like, this is something that's like dumb that's like you can call your husband out. You know what I would have done? I would have been like, I'm not going to our party. I'm going to Tommy and Ariana's.
Well, we'll get there, but it looked lit. I would have gone to Tom and Ariana's.
I agree.
So then we go to Hyde, which I was like, is Brett and Dana on a date with Charlie? But
well,
Charlie actually worked there.
Yeah, well, they sat on the same side of the table, Dana and Brett. I was like getting ready for a double date to happen, and then Charlie popped up alone, and I was like, this got weirder. What is happening?
She actually works there. I'm kind of into Charlie. She works two jobs. She's kind of real about it. She's kind of poor. I'm not mad at Charlie this episode. I kind of dug her.
She's growing on me as a supportive character. I like a little banter from her episode, but I don't really want her to be a main cast member.
I could. If she gets, I mean, she doesn't have a storyline besides that one date with Brett.
Yeah, she's fine as just like a supplemental character.
But I gotta give her props. She calls Brett out on all those flannels he wears.
Yeah.
And you know what? I fucking hate flannels. So that's right, girl. Call him out.
I don't mind it, but I love that Brett's confused. Like, no, I like rarely wear these. And then it's like, here is all the proof.
I know, the flashes. So Brett opens up to Dana that he still feels weird because Max still has feelings for Dana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's like, Max is cool if I take Dana out to lunch or hang out with her, but not if I have sex with her. And I was like, well, isn't it implied that you're going to have sex with her if you're dating her, right?
So weird because I feel like at the beginning, Brett was like, nice to like, in theory, ask permission. Like, I totally get bros before hoes, like check in with your guy friend and be like, hey, are you cool with this? But Max, in a sense, like, said yes enough. It's like you asked her for lunch and then you told him you were interested. I think that's plenty. You don't really need to, like, check in with him every time you kiss her.
Yeah, like, once he gives you have permission to, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah. Like, he can be upset. That's totally cool because, like, he clearly has feelings too. But, like, you don't need to get his permission. It's so odd that he, like, checks in with him this often about going on a date with Dana.
I'm going to say it from this point and on, I did not like Brett. There's not one fucking thing that I enjoyed about him in this episode.
Me neither. But this is also where I was like, when they kissed in the parking lot, I was like, this is weird. Like, this whole date
was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful. Because, like it's not even, like, a cute little kiss. It was, like, a full-on makeout outside a car three cameramen.
Yes. And it's not, like, they're drunk or anything after a night out where they're like kind of forget the cameras are there. Like, this is their first season, so they're have to be on edge with cameras. Like, it's not their normal routine yet.
Don't get me wrong, I love a good make out or whatever, but this felt super scripted. Like you said, the hills was hella scripted. Vanderpump, stop scripting things. They'll go crazy
seriously.
On their own.
You can edit it to make it look cooler, but like, don't script it.
So then we go to Jax and Brittany's house where Jax looks like he made a casserole of some sort. And Brittany comes in hot.
Did you see her take a shot?
Oh my God, I know. She just went straight for the alcohol. And I was like,
oh,
I don't think
fuck.
That's healthy.
I was like,
she walks in and she's like, Jax, you will never guess what happened. And he's like, I'm eating dinner.
And she's like, I just have to tell you, you're not going to be happy.
And he's just like, you could tell he's just like, fuck, what's happening? And she tells him that Sandoval's going to throw the pool party.
And Jax is like, oh, I don't know why Sandoval keeps doing this.
Oh, my God. These grievances he airs, he's like, you guys all wanted me to invite him to my wedding, and then I did, and then look what he's doing again. And I'm like, okay, so like, when you forgive someone, they're never allowed to, like, do anything ever again. Like, they can't hurt you ever again, or you're all up in arms. Like, it's like, you did this, though. Like, it's not like Tom randomly was like, I don't want to go to your party. I'm going to throw my own.
But Meredith, Tom Sandoval didn't come to my bachelor party.
Oh, if I could hear that one more time. Like, and he
talked about
to,
a pastor.
He started to drop the my local bachelor party, and he makes it seem like it's his entire one. But remember, they all went to Miami, and Sandoval was the best
best
man. Like, that yacht party he threw together? Damn.
He's such a fucking telltale that he showed everyone my rage text. Oh.
Wait, the best one, he was going around like a little girl. I mean, no offense to girls, but like, and then I think he pretty much said, like, but you guys know how you are.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think you offend girls, and Brittany was like, yeah, and I was like, no,
offense taken, because Jax always seems like the biggest gossiper in the group.
The biggest quote-unquote girl. So
he's
Jax.
Such a baby.
And then he's like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to the gym for the third fucking time today. And Brittany's like, Jax, this is exactly what you did before you cheated on me. And he was
like, check
my
phone.
Sucks. Check my location.
She was like, yeah, I'm going to track you. I'm like, I do feel bad for Brittany. I know she, like, knew what she married, but that doesn't mean you, like, deserve this, even though you knew going into it. And I think she probably saw hope with the engagement, because Jax later on says it, like, you know, like, I put a shelf, like, put all me and Brittany's problems on a shelf because they're getting married, and it's like, well, that's not healthy. Like, you can't just come back to them later. Like, you need to resolve them in the moment. Like, I feel so bad for her that he's just, like, going to the gym three times a day, three classes. That's, like, Orange Theory-type classes. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
So then we get these weird transitions that are Jax's Instagram live stories took note on. I know. I was like, were these the transitions?
I really hope they do these more often.
It's Jax's live Instagram story talking about how he takes classes to keep himself from going crazy because it's his therapy.
Okay, I do think this is good for him, though, in a way.
But I think he needs therapy.
Yeah, I think he needs therapy, but this is better than him rage texting 40 times a day.
True. And his body looks pretty good. I don't know.
Other than, like, him, there's a lot worse things. Like, if he was drinking, like, there's so many worse things he could be
doing.
This
is like, he looks like season one Jax, so, you know, I'm not mad about this gym thing. It looks okay on him.
Maybe it's just 2 times a day, though. And therapy once a day.
It's okay. So then we go to Tom Tom, where it's Lisa, Ken, Tom, and Tom. And they're going to have a photo shoot for the Hollywood Reporter on all of the L.A. restaurants that Lisa owns. And we have a one-year anniversary party after the photo shoot. So excited.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy it's been a year. Like, and they said that they broke, or they made a profit the first year.
I know.
It's very hard for restaurants to do. I mean, I know Lisa has a big name and they have a show, but still, like, think about how much money they put into that restaurant to, like, make a profit is really difficult.
I know. I think the Tom and Tom helped a lot because all the Vanderpump fans, I'm trying to go to Tom Tom and drop hundreds of dollars. Like, let's do it.
Yeah, I feel like they hang out there because, like, it's, even on just a show, but, like, even if it's not always, but just filming moments, like, they're there enough. And they care about that business. Like, they're not like Lisa and Ken who own all these restaurants. Like, this is their one baby. So think about the amount of time Lisa spends in all of her restaurants. That's how much time, like, they probably spent just at Tom Tom.
Yeah. So then Ken and Lisa tell them that next door they have the garden, and Tom and Tom are welcome to put their profit into the garden and have 10% of that. So it'll be like the garden at Tom Tom, but if they don't, it'll just be known as the garden. So,
which I think is so funny. I love how they're just like, well, we'll just leave you out of it. Like, if you don't want to do it, you can drop the tom-tom part. Yeah.
And I love the flash to where, so Tom Sandoval was like, working with Lisa and Ken was like quite a struggle. And then it just shows to the Toms being absolutely useless. And just like,
well,
children.
It's like, honey, to be honest, we brought you in for the name and for your face, not for the brain. Like, your ideas don't matter. We have a vision here.
I mean, and they did it. They turned a profit.
It worked. So I haven't really seen anything about the garden on Instagram. Have you?
I haven't either. No.
I'm really curious because the wedding, I know, like, for this season, the wedding was late June last year. So this has to be, like, end of summer, probably September. I forget when Stassi got engaged, but I would think we're into, like, September now. So I would think, like, it's pretty far along.
I hope so.
But I guess with COVID-19, destroyed all
quarantine almost. Slowed it down. So then we have Jax at the gym.
Yes.
He's just, again, talking about going to the gym because he's pissed off. This is where I wrote down, are these going to be the transitions now?
I don't mind it. Listen, I love Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think it's a very entertaining show. And they started adding in, like, Snapchats and old family videos and things like that. And I love those as transitions. I feel like it's a little tidbit that's, like, it's them filming themselves. Yeah, so it's, like, their version of, it's like a home video in a sense. And social media is such a part that it's, like, somebody obviously saw that almost a year ago that it's like, oh, my God, I remember when that happened. I remember when Jax was going off and ranting on social media. Like, this makes more sense.
Okay, yeah, I was like, what show does this? And you're right, it's the Kardashians. So then we'll go to Brittany and Jax's house. Lala comes over, and I guess she's been talking to Jax all day, and then, speak of the devil, Jax calls.
Oh, God. This was insane.
He's going off, and Lala's like, hey, I'm going to need you to, like, calm down. And instead, he starts going off about, like, Brittany, and I didn't take a lot of notes because I was more in shock that this was happening.
Okay, so what happened was, I guess, like, Lala, like, has seen that, like, or Lala came in and said that she saw all of Jax's, like, face or Instagram posts, and so she was like, I'm very concerned about him. I told him to call me so I could, like, calm him down. And so when he first called, Lala, like, said, like, I'm going to talk to Max tonight because, like, I think Jax thinks that Max, in a sense, like, avalanche this whole thing because Max was the first to be uninvited from the pool party. So then with Max being uninvited and then Sandoval, it's like this avalanche. So I think Lala was trying to get Max to be on board with the pool party and because she was seeing him later that night for Dana's comedy show. So she was like telling Jax, like, hey, like, I'll talk to Max tonight. And Max just starts going, or Jax starts going off. And he's like, I just don't want anyone to come anymore. This is ridiculous. And Lala's like, you need to calm down. But obviously being told to calm down never calms anyone down. So Jack spirals and talks about, like, Brittany, of course. And, of course, Brittany's sitting right there.
Oh, of course, it's on speakerphone. To which Brittany gets involved then. And she's like, actually, I don't know what she said, actually. I can't even. I was so.
He said something about, like, him cheating, or that Brittany thinks he's going to cheat on her. And she was like, it's not about that. It's that, like, you're going crazy. And I just, this is what it was like before. And I don't want this to happen again.
And then we got to the, one of my favorite scenes, the flashback to, did you sleep with her? Yes, I did sleep with her. Rotten hail.
Rotten hail. I love that
rotten
line.
Rotten hail.
Rotten hail. That's the only Brittany line.
The accent made it so much better, too.
I know. But it's then she, like, amazing. Took the dogs. She, like, packed up the dogs and left in that Uber.
Oh, my God. I love it. Cinematic genius right there.
Solid moment.
So then they decide that they're going to call James Kennedy to DJ to get the party kind of bumping. So Lala calls.
So bad. Because
oh, my God. But wait. Go.
My thing is, you know that Brittany and James, or Brittany and Jax, like, don't really like James, or at least Jax hates James. So it's like they're scraping the bottom of the barrel to get somebody to come at this point. Like, calling James and asking him to come DJ.
And I was even like, ugh, James never fucking gets invited for like 2 years, and now he's invited to two things on the same day.
He's a hot commodity now.
But he does it really well. He, Lala says, hey, we want you to come to Jackson Brittany's pool party to DJ. And he says, thank you so much, but I already promised Tom Sandoval that I would go to his party.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh.
He was so kind because you know he could have been mean and been like, fuck you guys. I'm not dealing with this shit.
Yeah, why would I go there? But he was so nice about it. And, Jackson and Brittany have a lame-ass party ahead. But then
so
we
kind.
Get more Jack's Instagram.
Oh,
he's still at the gym. And I was like, why does he put this all on live? Who watches this?
I don't know. And I can't tell if it was, like, all one live they split up or, like, what his deal is. I guess I don't really, like, watch their Instagram stories. I find it hard to, like, it's just not enjoyable for me to watch theirs. Like, any of the Vanderpump Rules cast. I'll watch Stassi and Bo sometimes because, like, right now they're, like, redoing their house, but I don't, like, this isn't good content I want to watch.
It can get kind of rough. I agree with you. Oh, well. So then we go to Dana's comedy show, where Sheena also talks about this in her thing, in her interview, and she basically said that, like, not the whole cast was allowed to go.
Oh.
She was like, I would have totally gone, but, like, you know, only so many people were allowed to go get filmed there.
That makes so much more sense because I was like, she looks like a dick for just showing up to dinner.
Yeah, right?
She was like, I could have walked here. I'm like, where the hell have you been?
Fucking right. So, whatever. Sheena, we know you've been done dirty. Justice will be served.
Oh, my God. I feel horrible now. Like, fuck you,
so,
you know?
It's like a weird group, though, right?
Yes, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so it's like Stassi, Bo, Lala, Max, and then Brett come. And it kind of, for a second, I was like, is no one else in this building? Was this, like, two separate things that were happening?
Because they were, like, at the back.
Yeah. And then Max and Brett, you can feel some tension.
Yeah, I mean, I love Stassi's little comment. This is so sweet. You both came to support your girlfriend.
Ugh, I love it. She calls it like it is.
This is where it makes me think, I wonder if the cast thought it was all fake or knew it was all fake in the moment. Because, like, why would Stassi make that comment? I feel like she's pretty real.
Yeah, I don't know. No, but we're at this comedy show, and the opener roasts Bo's name.
Poor Bo, but it's true. Like, you would be like, I love how he was like, Max, yeah, pick up your sword. Bo, you just go sit down. I was like, oh, that's kind of true if you just go off
like,
of the name.
Yeah, that's just their personality, so also. So it's fine. and then Dana gets up, and she's
what do you think of her
like, really funny. I thought
yeah,
she was
I thought
so funny.
She was too.
I like her.
Stassi
you know,
put it. Like, Stassi was like, I love her cynical view on the world.
Yes,
I was like, I kind of agree.
That's totally my humor. Like, I'm very cynical. I'm very self-deprecating when I, like, joke around. And a lot of people don't get that, but Dana would get it. We would be able to hang out. It'd be great.
And, like, her tone of voice is, like, really well with, like, just, like, a simple delivery. Like, in tune. Like, her tone matched up with her jokes. And, like, I feel like I think I'm so funny, so I laugh at myself, my own joke. But she didn't. Like, she really kept her cool up there.
Just laugh at your own jokes.
I'm just
I love
like,
that you admit
aren't I
that.
Funny? Oh, I do it all the time.
Oh, I love that you admit it.
I think I'm hilarious.
So then they decide to sneak out before everyone's done. So
that was so weird. Dana's like, all right, we're doing the school. I'm like, what?
That was, like, kind of fucking rude. I was like,
I
someone
agree.
Else is, like, performing, and he stands for your set, Dana.
Especially because it's, like, such a large chunk of people all in the back. It's like, let's go. And it's not two people. Where, like, your mom's in town, and you're like, okay, I did my thing. Like, let's go have our time.
Yeah, yeah. It was super fucking weird. But, okay. And then they're gone out. So, whatever. So then Jackson's Instagram Live this time for the transition was that his ring was back on, and he wanted us to know that his marriage is okay.
Well, I mean, so there have been those photos where he's not wearing his ring. So this is, like, funny that, like, this was addressed in effect on a Facebook live.
I mean, his marriage obviously wasn't okay at this time, Jack. Brittany's at home crying right now.
Oh, God.
So then we go to Sir. This wasn't, like, too interesting, but at least he's talking to Ariana, and they're going to go to the convent house to volunteer.
Covenant.
Oops, I wrote that down a bit wrong.
What convent?
Covenant.
Did they go to?
Wrong. Sorry. But tells Lisa about the pool party drama, and Lisa's like, well, Brittany's going to be volunteering with us tomorrow, so let's not talk
like
about
this
it.
Is going to be awkward.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But Ariana, you know, I got to hand it to her. She's like, why are we going to sit around and be bullied by Jack? We're not. I'm over it.
She was like, I'm tired of this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I feel like I have nothing to lose by not being friends with him. If he's going to be a jerk, why am I going to be friends with him?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree. So then we go to Nighthawk, because we're going out after the comedy show. Whatever.
Yep, she
Such
shows
a weird
up.
Group. Such a weird group, but I kind of like it-ish. I don't even know if I like it or not.
See, this is the thing, though, but we need to have these, like, forced interactions in order to know the old and the new kids. So, like, Dasha and Dana need to bond. Like, I need these two to hang out.
I guess they're really good friends, though. That's what Sheena said on the thing.
That's great. I really hope Dana gets to go to the wedding. She deserves it. If
we'll
I can't
see.
Be there, Dana deserves
Dana
it.
Dana should. So then Sheena comes, and she talks about how she brings up the pool parties, and she's like, I can't go because I booked a photo shoot.
Which, like,
Sheena's so funny.
Sheena, I feel like you're in the best place because it's like nobody can be mad at you for not going to either pool party because you're just like, I have a work thing.
Oh, but you forget Jax was mad at her.
Yes,
her
mom.
She scheduled her shoot for the same day as Jax's day.
She's so dumb.
Jax's day. And she's like, your day was your wedding.
I know. I love how she was like, honey, that was, like, what, June 24th?
June 20, whenever.
Yeah. Like, it's my day now. Like, Jax, why does everything have to be about you? He's really scraping the bottom of the barrel to get people to come to his little pool party. It's so pathetic.
Well, like, I just want him to know that him having a pool party does not make that his day. You know?
No.
It's just a pool party.
And here's the thing.
It's his birthday.
This is what I like. If you're going to be a shitty person, you better stand by it and just be like, you know what? You're uninvited. Don't come. And then, like, you have your four people and you just say, like, I'm happy. These are the people I really enjoy hanging out with. We had a good day. I'm sure their party was great, too. But instead, he goes and rage texts more people. It's like you're just making this worse for yourself. Because even if Sheena wasn't crazy, if she got off early, she's not coming to your pool party.
Oh, my God, I know. It's so rough to watch. But as well. So then Lala and... So it's kind of going at Tom and Ariana really quick about, like, the no furniture thing. So she's like, why would I go there? There's no furniture. And I just want to say, wouldn't no furniture be better for a fucking pool party? Because then no one's sitting on your couches with their wet butts and everyone can kind of hang. I would love to be in a party with no furniture. It's just a big open room.
Well, I realized this while we're just, like, seeing the pool parties. Why does it matter if they have furniture or not? Because we do know that they have some outdoor furniture. You're not inside. It's a pool party. So why does it matter if they have a couch and a TV set up for you? Like, you want to be outside.
The reason we're going off about this is because it came up so many times and I can't anymore. It's okay.
It's so dumb. But I get it. Like, Stassi's like a little fancy. So, like, I don't mind her like complaining about this because I think it's kind of funny they don't have furniture. And let's be honest, she'd be going to Jack's and Brittany's no matter what.
Yeah, honestly. Because she's throwing it with them.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? Randall also bought the large slide that they invested in.
Yeah, there was a lot of commitment to this pre-party, like pre-event, like pre-whatever.
Yeah, right? So, Paula tells the whole table that Dana and Brett made out last night, and things get, like, really petty really quick.
No, but wait, it was so funny because she's like, let's start a new topic, pause. I mean, didn't you two make out last night?
Ooh, I mean.
And Dana's like, I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, whatever, you're called out. It's going to be on TV anyway. We all have to watch it, so whatever. And then, so, Max starts getting kind of petty and starts getting mad at Dana, but if he's, like, really mad, shouldn't he get mad at Brett? Because Dana said this, too. Like, she doesn't owe him anything.
Right? And I feel like, once again, Brett has been way too honest about this stuff. And then Dana has been, like, pretty honest, too. Her and Max had that conversation at, was it Sandoval and Ariana's? Like, she was honest, and, like, he was somewhat honest about his feelings. But that still doesn't give you a right to, like, interject. And he always says, like, well, I mean, I know I don't have a right to, like, tell you, like, you can't kiss somebody, but, like, it still bothers me. And she's like, okay, like, it can bother you, but then don't come at me about it.
Yeah. And then she starts obviously standing up for herself. And then Max turns to Brett and goes, control your fucking chick. And you know what?
That was
Minnie
insane.
Jack Taylor, you can shut the fuck up right now with your anti-feminist ways. We do not get controlled by men. Listen up.
Yeah, it was crazy how, like, so many people were yelling at Dana because Brett starts getting on it a little bit, like, I don't think publicly, but he was kind of trying to defend himself and unfortunately kind of have to throw Dana under the bus. Sheena somehow gets involved, and I love that Bo stepped in and was like, okay, like, she's defending herself, like, you need to calm down. I think Bo handles these scenarios so well because
yeah.
He talks about therapists, like, He's a godsend.
Yeah, Bo handled it really well. Stassi started to stand up for Dana. I'm surprised fucking Lala didn't say anything for, like, the longest time.
I know.
And then,
especially whenever Max said, like, you need to control your woman. I'm so shocked Lala was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, right? And then, like, tell her you don't have to look her in the eye. Like, look Dana in the eye and tell her you don't have feelings for her. And Brett's like, I don't have feelings for her. Which is, like, huge low blow in front of all these people, Brett. Why don't
you
shut the fuck up?
I wish he just would have been like, it's none of your business if we're figuring this out between us. But I do understand what he was saying in his interview. Like, I told Max I was interested in her, and I told Dina I was interested in her, but that does not translate to feelings, like, for him. And that's okay. But it was definitely awkward for him to, like, put their somewhat relationship on blast.
I don't know. I just think it was kind of harsh, and I was, like, kind of upset for Dana about it.
Yeah, but I'm glad to know that she kind of orchestrated all this TV time. Like, go her.
Oh, love Dana. And then we have another Jack's Live transition, and he is doing 3-a-days at the gym.
Oh, my God.
That's
I'm
a
like
lot.
Exhausted with
That's
all this
lot.
Working out. I haven't worked out.
I haven't worked out once. Today.
Like, in this entire quarantine, like, I walk in place next to my bed before I hop in there just to hit my, like, calorie goal sometimes. I'm like, it's the little thing.
You're, like, in your pajamas and Jackson.
No, I'm legitimately, sometimes in the dark.
You're just counting down the seconds so you can go to bed and
like,
Jackson's, like, looking forward
two.
To his third gym session.
I'm like,
God.
A minute, 30 seconds, 31.
So let's go to the, what is it, Covenant House?
Covenant.
I was closer this time in my spelling.
That's true, it's not convent.
So this is like a clothing drive, and Brittany starts telling, because it's Brittany, Lisa, and Ariana, and Brittany starts telling Lisa about Jax's rage texting and the fight she's been having with Jax.
Yeah.
And she feels like Sandoval has hurt her feelings. And you know what? That's fine. You can't tell people how they feel.
though I think Jax really orchestrated this one, Brittany. Sorry, girl.
No, I agree. And I think it's okay for Brittany to be upset that, like, Sandoval took the low road. And it's, like, because it's kind of an attack against her, too. Like, they're a duo, so her and Jax are a duo. So it's, like, wow, like, you're really going to throw a party on the same day. Like, how petty. And I get that you don't like that petty behavior. And that's cool. But it's not all of Sandoval's fault. Like, you can't place 100% blame. I would say it's, like, 75-25. 75 on Jax, 25 on Sandoval. So, like, you can be mad at him, but, like, mm-hmm. let's remember the action, like, of events that led up to this.
Well, even Lisa was like, maybe Jax hurt everyone else's feelings.
Yeah.
And then 100%. Ariana comes through and she's like, Brittany, you're kind of just, like, collateral damage and, like, Jax's issues. Like, sorry this mm-hmm. is happening to you, but, like, it's your dude. And gets all kind of mad and she thinks did Ariana say that no one would be friends with Jax if it wasn't for Brittany?
Yes.
And then Brittany's like,
I really don't think Jax would have that many friends if it weren't for you. And she was like, well, that's not true.
That's totally fucking true. And Ariana in her interview is like, I'm not friends with Jax now. I wouldn't fucking be friends with him.
Yeah, I think Brittany said the only person that's true for is Tom Sandoval. And then that's when Ariana was like, me too?
Yeah, and honestly, one, Katie and Jax, and it's shown later, they do not get along, okay? I don't think Stassi would care about Jax if Brittany wasn't there. I don't think Lalo would really give a fuck if Brittany wasn't there.
Yeah, I think he would probably be invited to these group activities, but I don't think he'd be as important in their life.
No.
And I definitely think that's true for like Katie and Tom most recently, like, or Katie, I guess, but also like Kristen, there's no way Kristen would be friends with just Jax.
No, absolutely no. At this point, no.
Yeah.
Because Jax sucks. He pushes everyone away. And the only reason people come back is because they feel bad. They're like, oh, poor little Brittany, which like, yeah, poor Brittany, she's collateral damage, but she fucking knew what Jax is.
She's just standing by his side and defending him blindly.
I know. I don't think she can defend him. I think she can be like, this is my husband. I love him. I'm married to him. But then talk to him and be like, you're going nuts. You got to cut it out. You know?
Yeah, it's one of those things that where you, like, scold him in private, but, like, you just are silent in public. But Brittany's actively, like, defending him and not really defending him, I guess, but, like, placing blame on Sandoval, which is what I don't like. Like, she's stirring up a huge thing against Sandoval when it's like, wait, no. Like, let's remember what the real problem was. Like, your feelings are valid against Sandoval, and I get it. And I think he would be totally okay being like, yeah, I'm sorry I was, like, this mean about it, but I had to make a choice. Like, I needed to do something to tell him that this wasn't okay anymore.
Ugh, whatever. But Ariana said, she's like, everyone's kind of annoyed, and other people were telling us to throw this party, which, like, was kind of true. People were like, you should throw this party. And they were like, yeah, we should. And then more people were like, yeah, we'd love that. You know? So it was like, someone came up with the idea.
It was like a group.
It was Sandoval. Sandoval made like the joke. He's like, maybe I'll be petty and throw one. And everyone was like, no, actually.
Katie said, that would be so funny. You should do it. Like, she reaffirmed it. But I feel so bad that, like, Ariana kind of called Katie up. Have to put a name to it so it sounds like not real, but then like Brittany believes it now. Like, she gets that it wasn't just Ariana and Sandoval against Jax and Brittany. It's like, no, everybody's in on this. Like, even Katie.
I know.
And you gotta throw a name out there a little bit.
So then Katie and Tom go on a date, and they're so kind of cute. I'm like, oh my god, I used to like not like their relationship, but I'm in it. And Tom talks to Katie about the garden investment because that's his wife. And Katie thinks that they should invest because they're a team.
I love it. She was like, I don't want to tell him what to do, but I know he'll do the right thing.
So then, dun, 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 a text from Brittany comes in. And she fucking, Brittany's the, whoa, this is the worst text.
That was horrible. I didn't realize it was in a group text. Like, what a bitch.
She's like, which is just like a whole fucking another thing. The group text, that is uncool. If you still do that, fucking cut it out. Stop calling people out in groups.
Yeah.
But Brittany said something like, text. Did you get the text?
No, I didn't. Wait, read it.
No, I didn't get it. But it was something along the lines of like, you're the one that came up with this whole other pool party. And then Lala was like, not cool, Katie.
I know, Lala, like, the chiming in is just not.
Like, shut the fuck up. You're chiming what? In at the like, wrong time.
You don't even know the whole story. Like, Brittany just, like, for Lala, it's like, Brittany just dropped something in there. But, like, Lala, this is the first time you've probably heard of it. So, like, now it's going to be against he said, she said. So why are you just, like, chiming in all of a sudden before you know all the information?
Oh, I know. So then he, like, starts to cry.
I know.
She calls. I just felt so bad. My poor little Katie.
I know, because she, like, let's, like, think. I always, like, I try to put myself in, like, their shoes. Like, Katie didn't know what happened at the, like, at Covenant House. So it's, like, her name gets dropped, but she doesn't know it. So then she really gets this text where it's, like, this is all your fault. And then Lala's, like, yeah, fuck you. And now it's, like, she's, like, whoa, what? So it's, like, let me call Brittany so I can understand what's going on. And Brittany's like, I didn't mean it, Bab. She's like, you just called me out, or what are you fucking talking about? Like, you're throwing all this stuff out there, like, that I am coming at you when I'm not.
Oh, I know. Oh, it was just a lot. So then Katie calls Brittany to try and, like, get together, and Brittany just starts yelling. So then Katie starts yelling, and
they're in a restaurant.
The phone. I know. Yeah. Troy takes the phone and is like, he's like, defends Katie. He's like, you're fucking wrong, Brittany.
Oh, my God. I loved it. And it's like the hanging up, and it's just like, Brittany with the, you rage sex people all the time, so you should go easy on him.
Oh, my God. Boo.
That's
boo
ridiculous.
On that one. Katie's always drunk when she rage sex.
I know. They talk about it later at the pool party event, and it's like, Katie's like, are you kidding me? I don't do that as often as Jax does it, first off. Also, second, yeah, it happens at, like, 3 or 4 in the morning. Like, that's so different. And Katie's like, yeah, I have a reason to do it. And I agree. Like, I feel like when you get drunk and mad, like, you have more leeway to kind of rage text people just because there's other things involved. Jax does it sober.
I know. And Jax does it so like, you're uninvited to my pool party because you threw a beach cleanup party. Whereas Katie's more like, Tom Schwartz, you cheated on me and I'm coming for your ass.
Yeah, or she's like, you poured tequila on my head. I'm fucking pissed at you.
Oh, poor Katie. So then it's the day of the pool party, Meredith.
I love
the day
this.
We've
this
all
is
been
everything.
Waiting for.
I
so
love
we start out
the, like, contrasting situations and all this.
Oh, I loved it, and we're going to talk about it contrastingly because it was beautiful.
I know. I
so,
love the way they played it out.
We start out at Jax and Brittany's house, and Jax is looking great. I'm going to say it. He looks pretty good. All those 3 days are working. I'm not attracted
to
Jax. He's
good.
Not my number one. He's not my number one,
but
he looks
least,
better
like,
than he did.
He's going to the gym 3 times a day and looks good rather than saying he's going to the gym 3 times a day and doing something else.
So then him and Brittany start talking about, like, the Katie situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jax is like, oh, but I apologize for my rage text. Like, ah, and I'm like, when?
Yeah, and, like, remember when you rage text Sheena, like, 2 days ago? Did you apologize for that one, too?
He, like, refuses to take any kind of fucking accountability for anything he fucking might have done wrong. And we find out, which
them,
I love.
Hold on. The two of them just deflect. They always say, like, well, it's not about this. Like, Sandoval hasn't apologized. And it's like, nobody asked. Like, we're not talking about Sandoval. We're talking about you. I hate people who do that. It's like, well, he did that.
Well, maybe he doesn't need to apologize. Bro. And then we find out that Jax hates Katie, which I fucking miss. I miss the hate between
God.
Jax and Katie. I fucking love it. Because what was it? Brittany said something like, Katie would be coming if you didn't, like, yell at people, right? Wasn't that it? And he's like, no, not Katie. I wouldn't be friends with Katie.
I think she reiterated, like, well, like, everybody would be coming if you hadn't, uninvited, like, Sandoval and Max, and he was like, that's not it. She was like, yeah, huh, like, Tom Schwartz and Katie still would have come.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Jack was like, no, just Tom.
Not Katie.
Yeah, it's just like, what?
So then we go to Tom and Ariana's house, and James and Raquel show up, which I'm so happy,
woo-hoo.
And then Katie and Tom Schwartz, and I love Katie in this group.
I do too.
And then everyone starts to show up. Like,
yeah, I know. Like Kristen and Carter.
Yeah, Kristen and Carter walk in. Danica, Charlie, Jeremy, some dude named JoJo, Dana,
Peter's
comes in.
There.
Peter, I was gonna say my Peter sighting.
Oh man, and it looks like it's like a lot of people are showing up. There's a hookah lounge. James is DJing. There's a little like teepee tent. It's really cute. There's a lot of twerking at this event. Just a lot going on.
Brady and Jackson's pool party really quick, and no one's there. Like, I love Jack delivering cups or whatever to like the bartending area.
Yeah,
and he's like, yeah, it's only going to be, like, eight people, and you just see enough for, like, a rager.
Oh, yeah, and, like, on all of the, like, previews of this entire episode and last episode, it's, like, I love that clip. It's, like, yeah, I'll get some more stuff from you guys, but, like, we only have, like, eight people.
So sad. But then Lala shows up, and then Brett, which I was, like, the fuck is
I was
Brett
shocked,
here?
And I wonder if it was because of the weirdness between Brett and Dana.
I don't know, or maybe it's, like, him, Lala, Stassi, and Bo really bonded?
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know what the fuck. Or, remember how Brett is supposed to learn bartending from Jax? That's what we read in, like, the preseason openers. Maybe
yeah,
him and Jax are friends.
Well, maybe it did happen, we just didn't get it on screen. So, like, yeah, maybe they're a little cooler than, like, Brett and Sandoval and Ariana. Like, it's not like they have any ties, so I guess being at service.
Yeah.
With Jax makes sense.
And then Stassi and Bo come in, and that's the whole party.
That's the group. We got a whole solid six people.
So then we go back to Tom and Ariana's, where it is so motherfucking lit. These youngins brought some party with them. It was
and
crazy.
We get Stassi Charlie with the whole Ariana's home party is lit. But, you know, I bet, like, Jess is, like, a retirement party, which is the perfect description.
Oh, my God, I know. And she says that Jax is closer in age to her dad than to her, so why would she go there?
Oh,
which,
God,
like,
but can you...
Yeah, Charlie.
Can you imagine if Tom and Ariana had enough time to prepare and had gotten a water slide like Jax did? Like, that would have been
badass.
More fun. Like, the water slide looks so cool. I was jealous that it wasn't at the cool party.
No, I loved it. So Katie is in the tent, and she asked Dana about the Max and Brett situation. And Dana's just kind of like, they're both half-committing, and I'm a badass bitch. So, like, fuck that. I deserve one whole commitment from one whole guy,
yeah.
You know? And then you
I don't
to,
know,
like,
I just don't know how to feel about the Dana situation because of what you said Sheena said on that podcast. No, I'm so conflicted. And I, like, think it's cool that Dana, like, walked on the show and wanted to make a storyline for herself, but it also, like, makes me frustrated that, like, we're just lied to as viewers.
I know. But, I mean, it makes good TV, so I'll watch it.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, sorry to cut you off.
So then
we
get a quick flash to Jackson Brittany's house where Brett is talking about Dana and whatever situation, and Max sent a text to Brett about saying how he feels super betrayed of Brett, and Brett's a hoe or a bros before hoes type of dude, so he's got to back off.
Yeah, that's also weird because he was like, I'm interested, but I don't have feelings, so I just don't like have sex. Like, sex and feelings go together, and then Jax is like, yeah, I was the opposite. Like, you know, I just felt like making anything that moved. And everybody's like, yeah, we know.
What a dick. I hate this pool party. I wrote it in my notes. I thought it the whole time. This pool party sucks.
It makes me so sad. Like, I'm like, this is like people's fear when they throw parties is that's how it ends up.
Yeah, it was really bad.
Like, that's
the
worst
back
case scenario.
Back to the fun party, and DJ King's Kennedy is fucking killing it. We get Ariana talking to Kristen and Carter.
Okay.
Kristen and Carter are dating.
This was interesting. I was really happy they were honest about it. But I loved how, like, Ariana was like, so are you guys, like, back together? And they were like, I mean, we're, like, dating, which I would agree. Like, I wouldn't say they're, like, together, but it seems like they're casually hooking up. So, like, I'm happy by the end of the season we're being honest with what it is.
I think it's healthy. I don't think they should jump back into, like, a relationship. They should just date a little bit, you know?
Listen, just call it what it is. You're friends with benefits, and everybody hates, like, that you're with him, but just be like, fuck you, I want to get some.
We're getting laid. And then Sheena told Kristen that Stassi was making fun of Ariana's pool party because they don't have furniture. And fucking Ariana just went off. She's like, stop being mean. I don't understand this bullying thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so fucking over it. There's a, like, jet coming out of the wall into the pool. Like, this is a cool-ass pool party. I do not understand what a couch has to do with fucking anything.
We need karate chopping Ariana back, where she's like,
oh, negativity.
That's what I needed.
I think they were so concerned about furniture because Jackson Brittany's school party, it didn't look like there was any swimming.
Yeah, there were two different goals at these pool parties. One was to swim and have fun and twerk, and one was to sit down on couches.
Well, I would have gone to Tom and Ariana's.
Yeah, I think I could sit on some grass. I'm fine with that.
Matter. Peter has a really quick sighting of jumping into the pool. My boy.
Oh, my God.
Bah, bah, bah. So then there's, like, softcore porn going on in this pool.
I know. It was intense. All these underwater shots. I was like, holy F.
Asses everywhere. And then Tom and Tom start talking about putting money into the garden. Sandoval's kind of conservative about it. He's like, I don't know if I want to do it. Should we do it?
Which, and this was so dumb. Like, of course you do it. I love that.
Schwartz
like,
is just like shrugging.
He's like, I mean, we just got to pour everything into Tom.
Oh, the bro man.
I know. It's their little baby. Isn't that kind of funny? If you think about it, and they're in a relationship, their baby is Tom, that means they both named it after themselves.
Oh, my God. I love them. So then James comes in, and he's asked to DJ at the Tom anniversary party, and of course he says
yes. I'm so happy for him.
He's getting gigged again.
And I think this, like, helps reinforce his sobriety, where it's like you can do all the things you lost. Like, it's not like you're going to, like, they're going to be gone forever. Like, you've done the hard work. Like, life will reward you when you're on the right path.
I agree. And then Katie comes in, but James doesn't see her. He elbows her in the boob. I thought it was the face,
it was the head. Yeah, I was a little nervous. I thought Katie was going to go off, but it went smooth. Like, Schwartz was telling him, they were all telling him how proud they were of him, and Schwartz was saying he's going to miss asshole James a little bit, and I agree. Like, I think there was some beauty to asshole James, like, very entertaining guy, but Katie admits that she's so
melted
proud of his growth, and then she asks if he wants to hug.
Oh my God, I fucking lost it. I started crying. The world put sunshine on my face. It was beautiful.
This is, like, the rebuilding we needed in Vanderpump Rules. Because, like, they're both great. But I need James to be invited to group activities. And Katie had enough sway because the Toms have plenty of sway.
I wanted at least, like, a little bit. So while James and Katie start hugging, I wanted, like, a Raquel from behind the wall peeking and being like, yes, yes, we're all better
full
now.
Clap from production because they can finally get James into more stuff.
So excited. And then we end really quick at Jess's pool party where we're barbecuing a little bit, and Jess grabs his food, and him and Stassi sit down for a nice little talk. And she straight up is like, Jess, it looks like you're kind of fucking losing your mind. And Jex is like, my brain is sprained. So
this
that's,
is so weird.
When you sprain your ankle, you can't use it, so my brain is sprained.
I was like, so it just doesn't make sense. And I was just like, I'm like,
your mouth doesn't
add up. I understand your, like, ankle sprain reference and that your brain, like, needs time to heal. But then, like, the rest he was saying, I was like, then you lost me. I don't understand this mumbo jumbo.
Does he know that your brain doesn't exactly work like that completely?
I know. I'm like, honey, that's called a concussion when your brain slaps against your skull.
It's not when you go crazy. You still can use your brain a little bit. But he starts talking about, you know, how he's not happy and he really tries to make everyone else feel happy when he's in situations.
Like,
that's why he's not happy. I know, barf. And Stassi's like, stop playing the victim. You're an asshole.
I love
literally
that.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, I love that. I love that she was being honest because earlier in the episode she said, like, I feel like I'm the only one who can talk to him because, like, I probably scared the living daylights out of him. And I was like, fuck yes, Stassi. So
yes,
I think, like, her being like, because he earlier was like, you know, like, I have the perfect life on paper, but, like, it's just so hard, like, da-da-da. And she was like, you're just playing the victim. Like, this is ridiculous. And then that's what Jax, like, goes into, like, well, like, Brittany and I had all these problems and we shelved them and, like, the wedding was great, but now it's just, like, all these problems, and like 10 years down the road, I don't want to be dealing with this. And it's like, Jax, you're the problem. Like, Brittany's freaking out because you're being a maniac. Like, you're going to the gym 3 times a day. She thinks you're going to start cheating on her. That's not a crazy assumption because that's what happened last time.
I know. And then he finally says, like, one profound thing where he says he's sabotaging it.
Yeah.
That's his pattern. And we're all like, oh my God. So you do know what's going on. Like, you're not completely stupid. And then we get a nice little flash to when Jax admitted that he slept with the girl in Vegas to Stassi.
Oh, it comes full circle.
Oh, my God. I love when Stassi handed him his ass right on a silver platter. That was my favorite.
Yeah. But then he says he is scared and emotional, which I'm like, okay, maybe we could have a breakthrough here. But from what it's sounding with, like, Sheena saying he won't do any therapy, this and that, makes me nervous. Like, I know people in my life who are like that, where they, like, clearly have issues. They kind of identify that they have issues, but, like, think so negatively about, like, therapy and that they don't need it. And it's like, okay, if we're going to do the sprained ankle reference, like, if you're going to go to physical therapy, why won't you go to therapy for your mind?
Agreed. And Stassi tells him that you have control over how you treat people. And Jax is scared he's soon going to take it out on Brittany, and that's where the episode ends. Our poor girl Brittany's in trouble. My God.
I know. But, I mean, I'm curious
living with him.
Oh, my God. What a nightmare. Because my question is, to fit in 3 gym sessions a day, I literally was thinking about this all day today. You're exhausted after you work out. Like, he must wake up at the butt-ass crack of dawn to go work out in the morning. He must work out, like, around lunchtime then. And then sometime in the afternoon, whether it's before dinner or after dinner, sometime in the evening. So it's just, like I'm exhausted and kind of moody sometimes after I work out. Or I'm, like, really hyper and excited. So it's, like, what a whirlwind of emotions she must see from that guy every day.
Oh, I know. Oh, and then next week is the season finale. We get... James is DJing the Tom Tom anniversary party. Can I say I like how the finale now is going to end at Tom Tom? Like, there's always the one big party, and I like it now at Tom Tom.
Well, they do the photo shoot at Sir, which I was like, wow, I feel like
I know.
We've only seen this, like, one or two other times.
Yeah, we get the Sir, some sort of Sir photo shoot. It doesn't look as elaborate as, like, you know, the first season where they were in Lisa's pool with bikinis.
No, but I think, like, this is for the show.
Oh,
the show's
I thought it was
shot.
Like Sir, because I thought Jax was in his Sir uniform.
No, they are, but they're all, like, a lot of them, except for the front people, like the Toms and Katie and Ariana, are in their Sir uniforms,
I
think.
Oh, fucking cool.
I'll have to look at it again based on where people are placed, but.
Jax is going to go crazy again in the season finale. Max and Dana are going to get into a little spat.
Mm-hmm.
Danica fights Vegas Sheena.
I can't wait for this.
I read this. I started reading this sentence, and I was like, Danica fights Vegas Sheena? But I know who Vegas Sheena is now.
Wait. Oh, yeah.
The Witches of WeHo are over.
Done.
And
they all, it seems like they all agree.
I wonder if Katie and Stassi are still okay after this whole, like, rumor that Katie started the Tom Sandoval pool party.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Stassi's really weird with, like, loyalty, that she would, like, somehow take that to heart.
Yeah, I don't know, but, like, Katie's her girl. Like, it's been... Stassi already missed Katie's engagement, and Stassi knows if she walks away, she's gonna fucking miss a lot more, so she learned.
Yeah.
And then Sandoval and Jax get into a fight, and Jax, for some reason, compares himself to a handy-capable person.
That was insane.
This dude better get so much fucking hate. A, for insulting women, and B, for comparing his able body to a handy-capable person.
That's why I really hope that this reunion's right after, so then it's, like, it's fresh in everybody's mind, like, what happened, because I'm sure, like, you
did
not address
it.
I didn't say that.
What are you talking about? I didn't say that.
And they can't really play clips for them anymore the way they used to at the reunion, so it's, like, they still put him in there for us. At least it's not the Summer House one. But you could tell they, like, inserted clips to, like, give the viewers a refresher, but there's no way they showed them for the cast members.
Yeah. But that is the episode.
Crazy, crazy.
Now we have to do accepted and blocked.
Yeah, I'm ready for this. I was so ready.
Okay, you go first.
Start with accepted. Okay, what do you want to do? What do you want to do, blocked or accepted first?
Accepted.
Okay, accepted is Katie. I was really proud of her. I felt like she had one person in this episode, even called it out more. She looks like she's creating a really good friendship with Dana, and they had that cute little moment in the teepee talking about a relationship, and I loved how they were like, you're a fucking badass bitch. And then even better was that she told, like, James that she had seen so much growth, and they hugged. I loved it. I loved it so much. I was so happy for her, because I feel like usually she's a downer, but this, like, I don't know. I feel like she is a complainer type. I'm that way, too, so it's, like, nothing bad against her. But it was, like, so nice to see her in some, like, really fun friendship moments with new people.
I know we normally do two different people, but I'm going to pick Katie, too, because I fucking love her.
I'm, like, confetti kitty. Go, go, go!
Amazing! Oh, my God, the James thing. She stood up to herself for Brittany. She stepped to her gun and was like, fuck that. I don't care if Brittany and Sassy and whoever the fuck else is mad at me. I'm going to Tom Sandoval and Ariana's party.
Have a good time.
Have a good-ass time. And you know what, Dana? You're a badass bitch. And you know what, James? We're fucking friends. I fucking loved it.
She was like a less good moment. I loved it. The whole episode.
I just got, like, so pumped talking about
me too. I just keep thinking confetti cans. Go, 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 go!
Okay, who should we block? I think we're going to block the same person.
I do too, you go first. I don't know.
I mean, you're welcome to block it. We might just do the same. But I'm going to fucking block Jax. Oh, my God, he's barf-worthy. I swear to goodness gracious, this man. He should just probably live at the gym and not get filmed because I would like him better.
He said, just put a mattress here.
Yeah, like, fucking honestly. He can't take responsibility for anything that he does. He is incredibly frustrating that he can't see the error of his ways or the ways hurting, like, Brittany with her friendships and stuff. He just degraded women this episode, which was, like, kind of fucking weird. And next episode, he's going to degrade or, like, compare himself to someone who's handicapped. So, like, I'm fucking over this dude. He is exhausting. I cannot complain about him enough. Oh, be more like Katie.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
All valid stuff. However, I'm blocking Brittany because I think we all know Jax is fucking crazy. But Brittany seems pretty, like, right-minded, that it's like, how do you defend him? All the time he does all that stuff, and she's just like, I mean, she says to his face often, like, you really shouldn't have done that. And then he blows up at her, and she's just like, okay, yeah, I didn't see it in his fault. Like, she just crumbles to him because he's so mean to her, too. And I'm so sad for her about it. But, like, why are you rage texting Katie then about it now being her fault about the party? Like, Brittany's even willing just to pass off blame because I get it, she's hurt in this scenario, but, like, look to your husband. He's the one causing the problem, not Katie.
Yeah.
Just because Katie made some offhand comment that, like, oh, yeah, like, we should definitely do a party here, doesn't mean, like, she's attacking you. It's like, oh, F Jax, he sucks. Like, stop attacking everybody else and go to the source of the problem, your husband.
Brittany should have texted Katie something along the lines of, like, hey, I need to talk to you.
Was it your idea? Instead of, oh, fuck you, I can't believe you did this, Katie. Like, Jesus
Christ, like, this
how
is all your fault.
Yeah, like,
no, it's all her fault.
It's not like Katie's, like, put up posters that was like, boycott those nice people's party. Like, they've been so kind to us, let's boycott the party.
Well, we all know who the least favorite couple is here.
Yeah, sorry, guys. If you disagree, let us know. You know what? We need a new question.
Justice for fucking Sheena. I need people to tell me if they like Sheena or
question.
Not. Are you team Sheena?
Do you think Sheena deserves justice after hearing all that stuff at the top of the episode? Also,
justice.
I want to know people's thoughts on Dana coming into the show and creating a storyline for herself. I'm really interested in what people think about that.
I know, because your opinion shifted, like, the hour that we've done this.
I was about to say, at the start of it, whenever you first told me that stuff, I was like, go her. That's awesome. We didn't, like, take the show by, like, the balls and, like, make it your own. But now I'm like, wait a minute. I kind of was, like, into the, like, this drama a little bit. I never really liked her and Brett, so I'm kind of happy about that, I feel like. But to hear it's all fake and she just, like, came in kind of conniving, I'm, like, kind of sad now.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know. I guess now she, like, really is friends with a lot of the members. And she's friends with Sheena. Like you said, they're really good friends now.
Yeah, I'm just worried that, like, if she does this one season now, is she going to, like, manipulate her storyline every single season, though? Like, that's what I don't want. Like, I kind of understand if you're just trying to make a name for yourself and solidify yourself in the show, I can move past it. But if this continues, I'm not going to be a Dana fan.
Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, so everyone answer those two questions. Sheena? Are you just giving her justice? Or let us know if we think Dana's creating storylines is good or bad. What do you think?
Are you pissed about it? Because I'm slowly getting there.
So please.
Tell me. I'm like raging.
I didn't beg last week because the last review we got before today's really nice one did punch my heart, even though we appreciate the constructive criticism. But please leave really nice reviews. Or if they're really mean, please at least make us laugh. Don't dig punch us.
Yeah, don't dig punch my heart. Oh, man.
I can use that in my real life. Or just leave a rating. We're at 23 ratings right now. I'm trying to get to 25.
Yeah, I mean, if they do split up the reunion and season finale, then you have two episodes left. We need two more people to rate our show. And if not, then we have one episode left. So just go do it after you listen to this. Really quick.
Just go do it.
Please. We'll beg.
Well, thanks, guys. Stay safe during quarantine.
Until next time. Season finale. Here we come.
Woo!